of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Peter Stone is dead, killed by a bullet fired by his lieutenant Punchy and intended for Jungle Jim. Jim shot Punchy in self-defense, and with Kitty St. John fled into the jungle. Jim, Kitty, and Kolo spend the rest of the night putting as much distance between themselves and the outlaws as possible. At dawn, they take refuge in a rocky cave. As Kitty and Kolo sleeps, Jim stays on guard and goes through the papers Kitty has taken from Stone's trunk. He finds in a newspaper clipping a column about Peter Stone dying in a hospital in 1925. Other clippings describe the exploits of one Beak Bozell, wanted in the United States for murder. With these clippings is a picture which proves that Beak Bozell and the bogus Peter Stone are one and the same person. Later, Jim takes Kolo aside and tells him he wants him to take a note to Tony Lowry, advising him and his men to strike now, as the outlaws are leaderless and will soon come to terms. For 2 days and two nights, Kolo runs steadily and finally reaches Tony Lowry's headquarters.
Mr. Lowry.
Yes?
Mr. Lowry, a strange native runner has just come. He's not one of our natives. Looks like an East Indian.
Yeah.
He just ran up to the door outside and collapsed. Badly wounded on the left side.
Looks like an East Indian.
Yes.
Quick, Tony, quick. Let's go. It may be Kolo. Yes.
Very well. Come along, we'll investigate.
Come on.
If it's Kolo, we may get some news of Jungle Jim.
Over here.
I hope good news.
Here he is, Mr. Lowry. Just out there.
It is Kolo. Quick, Tony, have him taken in.
Yeah. Let me have a look at him.
He's still got a letter clutched in his hand. Oh, I wonder if he's still conscious. Kolo.
Hmm?
Kolo. Kolo, this is Lil. Shanghai Lil. Kolo, can you hear me?
He opened his eyes long enough to recognize you, Lil. But I'm afraid he's too far gone to do much else right now. All right, boys. Pick him up.
Yes, give me a hand.
Carry him into the house easily. Gently. This fellow's in bad shape.
Right.
Wilson, go over and get Doc Grimes.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to come here as fast as he can. All right, boys, you ready?
Yes, we are.
Come on. Carry him into the house.
All right. Up to go.
Easy now.
Watch it.
Take him into the bedroom and put him on the bed. Doc will be here in a minute.
Oh, faithful Kolo. Oh, I hope he isn't too far gone to respond to treatment.
I hope so.
Oh, dear. Well, why doesn't the doctor hurry? Isn't there something we can be doing?
Yeah, no, Lil, I know just how you feel, but please take hold of yourself.
I know, but...
We'll do everything in the world we can to save Kolo, but... Yeah, let's have a look at this letter he brought. Yeah. From Jim, all right?
Oh, good.
Well, here's good news, Lil.
Oh.
Jim and Kitty are alive.
Oh, thank
They're on their way here. Peter Stone is dead, and so is his chief lieutenant, Punchy.
Really?
Yeah. Jim evidently has all the evidence against Peter Stone. He says, gather up your forces and strike now, as these renegade natives and outlaws are leaderless, and if we strike now and strike hard, we can soon bring them
right
to terms.
Oh,
thank
you,
Dr. Grimes.
Excuse me.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill.
Good afternoon.
Who is the patient you have for me?
It's Jungle Jim Bradley's right-hand man. See what you can do for him, Doctor.
Yes, Doctor. We've got to get him well. We can't afford to lose Colt.
Very well, Mr. Bill. If you'll just leave me alone with him for a few minutes, I'll give him a thorough examination, see what has to be done.
Come along, Lil.
All right.
Come with me out into the other room and let the doc get busy. If anybody can save him, Doc Grimes can. Wilson, you stay here and be of whatever assistance you can to the doctor. We'll be anxiously awaiting your report, Doc.
Very good, Tony. I'll do my best.
Well, Doctor, what's the verdict? Remember, I want the truth.
Well, Mr. Vill, he's in very, very bad shape.
Oh.
Had a bad wound on his left side and has lost a lot of blood.
Uh-huh.
Totally exhausted and barely responds to treatment. I've dressed the wound, and while I don't think that will give us much trouble now, I'm afraid his general condition is so weak that we'll just have to wait and see how he reacts to rest and what little nourishment we can give him.
I see.
However, as you know, these Hindu hillmen are a hardy race. He must have a cast-iron constitution to have been able to stand up under the tremendous pressure he's been subject to the last 48 hours. Now, he'll need constant attention day and night.
Oh, all right, Doctor. I've had a bit of nursing experience in my time.
Uh-huh.
I'll take the job of nursing Kolo under your orders. He's been a faithful friend to Jim and me. There isn't anything I wouldn't do to save his life.
Now, that's splendid, Mr. Vail. I know that I can count on you. And between us, we'll pull him through, I'm sure. If you'll come along with me, I'll give you instructions as to what should be done.
Very good, Doctor.
Oh, will you send Wilson back into me when you go in there? I'm going to need him. In fact, every available man I can get a hold of.
Why, what's the reason, Tony?
I'm calling a meeting of all the planters within the hour. This message that Kolo brought in from Jungle Jim gives us new heart. I'm going to give the boys a good pep talk. We're going to strike what I believe will be the final blow to crush this rebellion.
While Kolo lies hovering between life and death, watched over by the faithful Lil, Tony rounds up the planters in preparation for the big attack. In the meantime, Jungle Jim and Kitty St. John are slowly making their way through the perilous jungle on the return trip home. They arrive at a narrow gorge in the river, where treacherous, fast-moving currents, rocks, and waterfalls impede their progress.
Well, Kitty, we'll just have to portage over this. Now listen carefully to what I want you to do. I want you to carry my rifle and ammunition and go ahead of me up the trail. I'll be carrying the supply packs in the canoe. I won't have a chance to do any scouting around. Therefore, it'll be up to you to go ahead and keep your eyes and ears open as we skirt this bad place in the river.
Very well, Jim. You can depend on me. I'll be very careful.
All right. Now follow this trail up over that slight hill ahead of us. Keep well down. And when you get to the top of the hill, be sure to look around in all directions in case there's any natives posted to guard this portage in the river. Not that I think there'll be any. We can't afford to take any chances now.
I understand, Jim. How far do you think we are from the coast?
Well, it's hard to figure on this map I've got, but I should imagine that another 3 days should see us at the end of our journey. Well, I'm all set now. You start moving up ahead. And at the first sight of any danger, Kitty, come back quick and let me know. Now go ahead and good luck.
Jim. Jim. Did you hear that?
Darn right, I heard it. A shot fired from somewhere up ahead. That means there's natives around here. And they're too darn close for comfort.
What are we going to do now, Jim?
First, I'm going to hide this boat. And then I'm going to do a little scouting myself. There are natives ahead, all right. There's no doubt about that now. Dump the canoe down this long grass and take a chance that no one will see it. Now, listen, Kitty. Stick close to me and do just as I tell you. We've got to be very careful. It's all up with us once one of those natives gets an eye on us. Look down there, Kitty. That shot we heard was when one of those natives got a line on a wild pig. See? They're butchering up the carcass and getting a fire started.
They have a regular camp down there. You had a good hunch when you said they might have a camp here to guard the portage in the river.
Well, Kitty, that means just one thing. Goodbye to our little canoe. We couldn't dare take a chance on trying to carry that canoe around and dodge this crowd of natives at the same time. No. Going to have to tackle the rest of this journey on foot.
Very well, Jim. I'm ready. You're in command. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it or die trying.
That's the spirit, Kitty. Keep your chin up and fight. Now, this is going to be a little hard to take. But better safe than sorry. We're going to head into the jungle for a little distance. The going will be tough, Kitty. We've got to stay out of the range of those natives.
I'll depend on you, Jim. You saved me from Peter Stone, and you've brought me this far without any trouble.
Yes, but that was easy. A picnic. But, Kitty, the picnic is over now. From now on, it's going to be just...
Spare me the sword of the tail, Jim. In the words of Mr. Shakespeare, Leon Macduff and damned be he who first cries, hold enough.
That's the spirit, Kitty. Come on now. Let's go.
And so Jim and Kitty push on through the steaming jungle, and only Jim's crack woodsmanship stands between them and certain death at the hands of the vengeful native revolutionaries. But 2 days and nights without food or rest are too much for Kitty. While passing through the steaming swamp, with distant shouts of pursuing natives ringing in her ears, she collapses.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I'm sorry. I can't go on. I just can't go on.
Buck up, Kitty. We haven't far to go now. Oh. We'll be out of this swamp and up on high, dry ground in less than an hour. You can't quit now, Kitty.
I've done my best, Jim. Oh, for 2 days and two nights I've tried. Oh, but I can't stand it any longer. I can't go on. It's impossible.
Nothing. Nothing's impossible, Kitty. We've got to keep going. Oh. We can't quit now. In an hour or so, we'll be safe. Kitty, come on now. Pull yourself together, Kitty. Show some of that old spunk. Give me just a little more of that old fight, and I'll get you out of here safely.
No use, Jim. It's no use, Tom. I'm all in. My brain is numb. My legs and arms have no feeling. They're like heavy lead weights. Oh, please. Please leave me here. Go on without me. Come back for me. But I can't go on.
Listen, Kitty. You can't quit on me like this. Do you hear me? We've got to get through. We're not going to fall down and drown like a couple of rats in this swamp. Life's too good. We've got a lot to live for yet. Oh. Kitty. Kitty. Kitty, hold your head up. Hold your head up. That's it. Now, give me your arm. That's it. Put it around my neck. Now, Kitty, listen. With all the strength you've got, hang on. I'm going to lift you and try to carry you the rest of the way out of this swamp. There. Now. There. That's it. Are you ready now? Now, here we go. Hold on, Kitty. Hold on. We're on the last long mile.
And so with superhuman effort, Jim, himself on the verge of collapse, picks up the limp body of Kitty St. John and staggers on through the steaming swamp. Can even Jim's super strength and indomitable will hold out long enough to bring them both to safety? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.